All right, 6 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. Dwayne Bernard is a representative of the Uber Driver Partners Association. Joins me on the line now. Dwayne, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Morning to your listeners.
Why are the Uber Eats drivers going on strike on Friday?
Okay, Africa, we striked in December. That was on the 18th of December when we called a strike in Gauteng due to Uber dropping the rates of driver partners without discussing it or anything, yeah. So that was the main reason.
And of course, that strike in December has not adequately addressed your concerns with Uber, has it?
Not at all. We sent them through our grievances, a list of grievances. They did call immediate meetings with drivers up in Gauteng, which lasted for about 2 weeks. And they've said that they are going to work on the concerns in the next couple of weeks. That was about 3 weeks ago that they sent out saying that they're going to work on the concerns, but nothing since, Africa.
All right. What are the headlines, if you like, Duane, of the grievances that you've listed and handed over to Uber?
Okay. Well, with regards to rates, over the past couple of years, Uber has dropped the driver partners' rates. It's literally about half now compared to what it used to be, what the drivers used to earn. That was the main one. Then just different stuff with regards to not going into high-rise buildings, the fact that they're now using labor brokers to hire drivers, and then drivers need to pay these labor brokers a fee. Difference, what else was there? The green light hubs to reopen. Uber Eats they've closed down their offices in SA. So you don't deal with anyone. You have to deal with support via email or via your driver's app, which often you don't get a response from.
So on Friday, where will you be picketing then? Because you are planning to have some of your drivers picketing outside where?
Yes, sir. We'll have a group of drivers going through to the Uber office in Sandton, in Cromerville, and then at the different McDonald's stores, the bigger stores, and at the malls and that type of thing. We've instructed all the drivers just to switch their apps off for the day. So it's a peaceful strike. The motive of the strike is to show Uber Eats that without drivers, there is no Uber Eats.
Out of interest, why are you targeting fast food franchises like McDonald's? Understand that they use
not targeting. They are the busier stores. So we know that if no orders go out from the busier stores, the smaller stores are easier to handle. So we don't need. So it's not targeting. It's just literally drivers to park outside. We want to raise awareness. Customers must know what Uber Eats is doing to us as drivers. We want everyone to see what they are doing to us as drivers. We are a vital link in this chain, Africa. We literally are the courier company that takes the goods or the food from point A to point B. So they can't just decide, okay, we're going to give restaurants good deals. Let's take it out on the drivers, because it's got this thing that they think probably, okay, these are a bunch of foreigners. They don't have a voice. They won't say anything. They're desperate for work, so they'll do it for any amount that we give them. And we say, no, we are not illiterate. We are not stupid. This is a business that we're running. We see it as a business. We're just taking our stand for our businesses.
Are all the drivers participating in this strike on Friday, or could there be an African Malina, for example, who's worried about a child who needs to go to school in a couple of weeks' time and wants to earn money, and I choose to keep my app open? Will you allow me to continue delivering food to those who want
Africa,
to order it?
As with all strikes, you know, when Santaco or the taxi industry calls a strike, every driver, every taxi owner, every taxi driver knows that we're striking, we're all striking together. It's for one common purpose. So we hope that we don't have those who are going to be selfish and think about themselves and who are going to join us.
But if you do, Dwayne, if you do, will your drivers allow those drivers to go ahead and offer the service then on Friday?
Look, we can't block anyone. As I said, we can't block anyone. But judging from our WhatsApp groups and our chats,